الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. With regard to our namazes, we discussed how we should stand and the raising of the hands. After that is the fastening of the hands. But just before that, at this juncture and throughout our namaz, we must try and avoid our hands going anywhere else but where they have to go. Like, for example, we have to pick up our hands. Now, don't first swing the hands on the side. Some people got a habit of doing that, but just slightly, and then they raise the hands. So you don't, in anywhere, when you go down into ruku, then don't pull at your kurta. That's not the place for the hands there, to pull your kurta down. Where they have to go on your knees, take them straight there. So yeah, also when we're raising the hands, now you are going to start, your hands are on the side, that's normal. Then you raise them until your thumb, the nails of your thumbs reach by the lobes of the ears. Now you have to fasten it. Now again, don't take it down first on the side. And then bring and fasten them. Many of us got that habit also, that first we'll drop the hands on the side, and then we fasten them. No, you must go direct where they have to go. Bring them to be fastened. Then dropping the hands, according to the Ahnaf, the Hanafis, hands must be fastened below the navel. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in his wonderful, unique way, say you don't have to touch your navel in namaz and feel where is it. So onlookers will also think, what are these people doing? What are they looking for? So you don't have to do that. You just drop your hands fully. Allah has made it such that you drop your hands fully, fastening and down like that, it will go below the navel. So you just have to do that. You don't have to look for your navel where it is and put your hands then below the navel. So you should just go down. We should please keep all this in mind. It's not a matter of just because we want to pass time, we are saying it. It's very, very important that our namazes be corrected. And then the hands must be fastened. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair. And Alhamdulillah, we got the opportunity of learning practical namaz on several occasions from our Shaykh. And everyone must have somebody from whom he learned practical namaz. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that Sallu kama ra'aytu budi usalli. Make your namaz as you saw me making namaz. So the seeing of that namaz is necessary. Of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not with us now, but those who saw him and they explained it to the later people, and as we got sanad of Quran also, though that is not so much kept intact, but sanad of hadith till today is kept intact properly. But everyone doesn't know, I learned Quran from my ustad, who did he learn from? Who did he learn from? And this silsila we haven't got generally. But hadith, alhamdulillah, till today, and it was absolutely necessary in hadith, that's why Allah kept it and it is alive. So like that, namaz also, we should have somebody that we learned it from practically. So I learned from our Shaykh full, he taught us namaz. Then from Maulana Abrarul Haqsab Hardoi, who was Muhiyu Sunnah, who every sunnah he was so particular. A few occasions, but not complete namaz. But he taught certain aspects of namaz on various occasions. Then from my Maktab Ustad, Maulana Ahmad Behra Sahab, Hafiz Ayyub Behra, he's still there, he's in Johannesburg, his son. And his nephew, Hafiz Ayyub Behra, in Binoni. They are still there in Mackenzie. But my ustad, he taught us in our maktab that how to make namaz. He should make every student become the imam and then read, and then he should watch and correct everything. So alhamdulillah, that is. And if anyone has any other view, they are welcome to follow their view, but this is our view. And as also our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, quite a few aspects. He says, this is our we follow Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. And we don't want to engage in arguments with anyone. We don't want to deliberate the subject. My proof is this and your proof is that. We have got it minan on this and we follow this. And we haven't got time to waste and deliberate about things. We have to do amal. So if anyone has another view and wishes to follow that view, you can follow it. But yeah, we will explain what we have learned from, and these are absolute authorities which we feel and convinced in as far as deen is concerned. So, what was So then, okay, the fastening of the hands now. So, Hadhrat has in his beautiful way explained that before, we don't see it now, but in the aeroplanes before COVID, on the screen they should show you how you must buckle up. And the two seat belts used to come on the screen and they just go hand in glove, beautifully, fitting neatly. Like that, Hadhrat should explain, your hands must be like that. Neatly like that. These three fingers here on top together. The small finger at the bottom, not left loosely. It must clasp the wrist with your thumb also. And remember also, we are going on a very high journey. With great speed we are going on a journey. So if you are not going to buckle up, yeah, we see many of our friends, you sit in the car and you didn't buckle up, they'll give you the seat belt. Or they'll tell you, buckle up. But never, I heard somebody who remind you, read the dua. Nobody reminds us to read the dua for safar. Yes, for the seed belt, and sabab is on its place. But the greatest sabab is dua, much more greater than the seed belt also. So anyway, yeah, we're going on a journey of mi'raj. A salatu mi'rajul mu'min. It's not a hadith. It's not, can't be established and stated it's a hadith. But the meaning is 100% of all the ahadith. The meaning is 100% correct. So, Mi'raj, in a little while, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did what a journey. So, in that speed, if you're not buckled up, what's going? And that is why most of our friends will ask the question that we can't no concentration on namaz. You fell out of namaz. If you fall out of the window of the aeroplane, what's going to happen? Yeah, not an aeroplane, not a Sputnik. What missile you are in, what speed you are traveling. And when you fall out, where are you going to think about Allah Ta'ala? Where you are going to? You're going to be worried where you're falling down into. So all the thoughts of the world will come. You pushed aside Shaitan's protection and being in the close proximity of Allah. Now you won't have, because you didn't buckle up. You didn't fasten yourself properly. So we must, the three fingers must be on the wrist here. And not here, not on the wrist. Just at the arm where it's there, the forearm where it starts. And with your thumb and your small finger, clasp it. Don't just place it loosely. And then these three fingers must be behind this hand. Not here at the bottom. Very common. Good musallis. Now also, as you are walking, don't look for anyone's fault. But our eyes fall. You see that good musallis the hand. And this is a clear sign that you are making the namaz of a careless person. And a careless person goes down in whatever he's doing. If you are careless about your finances, you can be earning as much as you want to. But you are not careless, you are not careful of looking after your money, seeing that it is used in the right place for the necessary things, your financial position will go down. If you are careless about your health and you don't care what you eat and how you eat and that, your health has to go down. If you are not careful of your namaz, so then you are careless. And if you are careless, your namaz is not going to go up. Your namaz is going to go down and pull you down also. And every namaz of yours will take you further away from Allah, not take you closer to Allah Ta'ala. And unfortunately, good people, we see that this is, they are just careless about this. And in fact, once I was walking here, and one of our good mufti sahabs, he was making namaz, and as you walk, you see his hand was so, not little bit down, so down that may Allah make me maaf. But the nature, what is he holding? Why is his hand so down? What does he have to hold in namaz? So, till that extent a person goes down. So, we have to be very careful. So, the hands must be properly, yeah, this hand at the back, and just right down So it will be automatically above the below the navel. And this is the Hanafi. The Shafis hold their hands differently, but we are explaining about the Hanafis. So that is one very, very important aspect, the holding of the hands and hold them correctly. And as we will improve our namaz, I can write it down in black and white. Whoever it is, he will have to give evidence that my namaz is improving. My concentration in namaz, my enjoyment in namaz is improving. Just start correcting our namaz. And the outward features, outwardly, are in our control. Inward, the concentration, that is beyond us. So to get that which is not in our control, do that what is in our control. And this is also, by the way, but very valuable, that your ilm also, you make amal on what you know. And Allah will teach you that which you don't know. Anything we learned also, we learned in school, arithmetic rules, math, grammar rules, or difficult. And as the alim students, when they start with their kardans, with fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, and all the mutashabihat there, that just by one zabar difference, taf'ala, tuf'alu. The bigger difference comes there. Not all that. You have to apply yourself. You have to give your brains. You have to think properly. And when the ustad examined you on your gardan, then it was also quite an exercise. But, yeah, without anything, you just make amal on what you know. Whether it's your maktab education, whether it's to the alim level, whatever, Allah will teach you. And when Allah will teach you, you don't have to know anything. When Allah taught Quran Sharif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Iqra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma Nabi qari. I don't know how to read. Three times he said, Iqra again. Then he started reading such that the world, the academics of the world got silenced forever till Qiyamah. Nobody could read. There was on the Kaaba Sharif, they used to put up, the Arabs were very, very eloquent in the Arabic, and they boasted about it, and the poetry they wrote, and they had a regular competition in the days of ignorance. The person who would write such poetry that nobody could challenge him, then they would hang it on the door of the Kaaba Sharif. It will only come off if somebody wrote something superior. All that carried on. But when Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar was revealed, they put it, finished. It was the end. Till Qiyamah, nobody could match it. And that is the reality. Nobody could match it. And the Quran Sharif says to the Arabs, that you who are so eloquent in Arabic, and I've revealed the Quran Sharif in Arabic, that if you have any doubts about it, bring something. Bring 10 ayats. Bring 1 ayat. Bring a little bit like this. Till today, nobody could take up that challenge. And this is also a thing, where a person is challenged, he doesn't accept the challenge on that field. He'll try in all other ways to try and come around and make stories and that. But what you are challenging to be mithli, bring something like the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the beauty of the Quran Sharif also, and with regard to our namaz, that our hands, we fasten them properly. Carrying on then, we read the various aspects of our namaz. Then, about reading the dua and giving iftari also. And then also try and give iftari to the other people also. In that, which is very important also, that our iftari, try and just keep it an iftari. To open, iftar, to open your roza. That is all what is required. Which is enough with a sip of water, which is enough with a piece of a khajur. But today our iftari, the dasturkhan, even where we are giving for the poor people, so elaborate that you don't need a meal after that. But then the meal also still comes. And then when you have eaten full, then naturally you become sleepy. You feel thirsty after eating. The more water you drink, the more sleepy you feel. And then you go and sit on your couch, which is the common practice, and your eyes just close. And now to get up, you are now in a dual. You are mixed up. And now to get up to go for Isha, and you think Tarawih, another 20 rakat, you lose courage completely. And then you just want to rest there and sleep. If you eat just enough, little bit. And Allah has designed our bodies, whatever the body needs, for the brains, for the eyes, for the skin, for the nails, for the hair to grow, the body produces it itself. You don't need this vitamin tablet and that vitamin tablet. The body does it itself. Just a little bit of food and it will extract everything from there. And it will do everything for itself. So we just have to eat that little bit and just keep living, as in Urdu, kamar seedhi rakhne ko, to keep your back straight. Just a little bit. Eat just to live. Don't live to eat. Don't make food our object. Our object is to live, and we just need the body doesn't need so much. It's very famous that sleep and food is in the control of man. And if you control it, it will be under control. And if you don't control it, it goes right out of control. Sleep also goes out of control. Food also goes out of control. And both are such. The food also, you start eating too much quantity. And then you start eating more and more the wrong food. But food also, we should remember, if you eat just how much is required, you don't need any achars or the chutneys or anything. All that you need is you have got enough. There isn't place for more. Now you want to force it. Now you need achar to make it delicious and to eat more. Now you need the chutney. Now you need that little juice, which one great alim of our country, Allah give them all jannat, he said this is lukma dhakel. So to push the lukma. The lukma doesn't, if you are hungry, and the sign of a person being hungry it is that when the food comes on the table, on the dastarkhan, then if the roti came first, you start eating already. If the tarkari came with the curry, the rice, etc., and the curry didn't come with the khichri, you won't wait for it, you'll start. That's the sign you are hungry. And the sign that you are not hungry, everything is there. Where's the achar? Where's the chutney? Because it can't go down itself. You're not hungry. Now you need something to add to it to push it down. And so we are almost all the time, even in Ramzan when we eat, we are still not hungry. The amount we eat at Sehri, the amount, and today eating also, we see, especially our youngsters, when they dish out, you have to look twice, which is the platter? From where they dished out, or did he put the platter here in front of him? And you think that he's going to eat all this. But the next time you just look, it's all gone and he's filling again. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has stressed for bringing up of children is also very important, especially our women folk, we also, to study Beheshti Zewar and see how he is taught. With regard to food, he says you should, when the children eat a bit more, reprimand them. And to tell them things like a cow eats the whole day. We are human beings. We are not one who eat the whole day. In other words, discourage them. Don't let them make food their object of life. Don't let them make sleep their object of life. That we're just sleeping all the time. That is not the sign of a people who are going to be successful. One person asked somebody, in your village, in your town, were there any big people born? So he said, no, in our town only babies were born. No big people were born yet. A person, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ الشَّيْئَ. But Allah gave you all the facilities to become very big also. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. And all that, not to claim we did it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You use all that facilities of Allah, your brains, your eyes, you do great height, but to make shukr. Don't say we did it. Don't come out with some Big Bang theory and that shows more your stupidity. Where you don't want to fall in line, you go in the wrong line, you're going to be knocked from this side to that side. You be on your line, you are safe. So ascribe it to Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah gave you all these great, great, great mechanics and great tools and a great system so that you use it, become great. Now you were born a baby, but you'll become a very big man now. But why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Make shukr to Allah. Never claim it for yourself. So food also, we must control our eating. Very important. So even our dasturkhan, the more simple, straightforward it is, the much more better. One time, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, many people won't know Mufti Sahib, but he was a very, very great man, one of the very seniors as far as Tabligh and Dawat also is concerned. He's as a Mufti also, and in the political arena of Pakistan, he wasn't involved in politics, but they had great, great respect. Whatever matters Pakistan government, when there was somewhat an Islamic government, somewhat, they should always make mashura with Mufti Sahib. And his conditions were also very stringent when he used to attend their meetings. Anyway, so Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained in one ijtima that if your food, or like everything else, wedding, dressing, your house, your lifestyle, like that you are speaking about food. If your food is simple, then you live a very wonderful, comfortable life. In order to prepare that simple food, you need very little time. In order to prepare that simple food, you need very little money. In order to prepare that simple food, you need very little energy. Everything. So it's very simple. You don't need a lot of money. And then to you prepare it also easily, you prepare it. No big long stories. Today the woman, most of the time is in the kitchen, even unfortunately in Ramadan. This is one particular aspect of the woman, and we should not make the demands on our woman. I want this also and make that also. And in that way, we jail them in the kitchen. Whole day they are busy just there. This is not the month for the kitchen. This is the month as when we go in the wrong direction, many women lock their kitchens on the weekends. And they say the kitchen is locked. Nothing here from the kitchen. You want to, you go and buy it from the takeaways. And you, whole week we fed you, now you feed us. Now you can buy the takeaways and you feed us now. Now in Ramzan must be the time when the kitchen, you allow it 1 hour, 2 hours, very little time. And just simple food. So then to serve it also, you don't need all the fancy cutlery. And you don't need now all the serviettes, etc. And today just to serve a meal, just to put the utensils down, for one thing, almost for every one person who eats, there are 10 utensils. You have the big plate, you have a small plate, you have a side plate, you have a spoon, you have a fork, you have the cup, you have the saucer, you have the teaspoon, you've got a tablespoon, you've got a knife. 10 things for one person. And our Islamic system, for 10 people, one utensil. Just the thali, and 10 people sit around and they eat. But today one person needs 10 utensils. And then again, the utensils also, they are not just put there. The actual way which we are very far from, Allah bring us, even when we go for a da'wah, it's not that the dasturkhan is laid out before. Today we go, and many places the food is also put down before. And a lot of discussion is required about our eating, the adab of eating, a few customary things that are mentioned. But the actual way of eating, we got no idea of how to eat also. So the dasturkhan should not be put down. When we went to Iran, where we were hosted by Mufti Sahib, and we went, and one thing that caught our eyes immediately, it like it was a house unfurnished. There were no all the like couches and like that. And the bedrooms, no mattresses, no beds also. When we had to sleep, they just opened the cupboard, pull out the edder downs, not even sponge mattresses, and put that down. Now you'll sleep on that. And in the morning, roll it up and put it back. The room is empty. There is nothing. No, all our, what kind of we will think it's a house that we will declare it unfurnished house. But for them, it's a proper furnished house. They're living in it for years and years. No, all these extra things here. So the food also, so when they're putting down the dastarkhan, the plates can be put one side. And when you sit first, that is the actual ideal thing Allah give us, then you roll out the dastarkhan after the people have sat. Now you put the plates, and preferably also that you share the plates. And if a few people, then you just need a few, those big thalis, that is sufficient. And then the food comes and it's put in there and you eat. But now, you see our dastarkhan, how the plates are put, and then the small plate inside it, then a bowl inside it, then a spoon there, and then the serviette or the tissue is also folded in a specific way, either in an arrow way like a mosaic, or the different ways, or it's put into the glass, or it's put under the bowl or something. And every plate will be exactly the same, as though the real training was required, whoever did that. Whether it's the daughters doing it, whether it's the maids doing it, whether it's the housewife, and how much time for all that. And after that, the glass that is put, that is again separate, and it will be put like at normally 45 degrees angle. And it looks like they went around with a protector, that not a one glass is 43 degrees or 47 degrees. Exactly that whole dastarkhan, and they took time to prepare that whole dastarkhan. They took it and they took pride in it. And after it was set, whoever set it, the housewife will come and she will inspect it again if everything is in its place. And on the other hand, are people like us, we come and we didn't notice anything whatsoever. All how much of effort they put, we didn't notice a thing. And once we have eaten, finished, it looks like a war zone. All the bones, like the bones of the dead people lying around. All the plates are messed. The whole dastarkhan is messed. We eat such a way that not only the plates get messed, but the whole dastarkhan gets messed. You find inevitably somebody knocking down the glass of juice. Somebody is spilling out there. Somebody there. And under that, the carpet which is, that is also getting spoiled. So our eating habits, we have got no idea. And on one occasion, when some other group of ours, they were here, and so we told our satis that host them and feed them. So when they went and feed them, they said, "These people, we don't know how we have been trained that the plates are clean after eating. And the surroundings around the plate are also clean. Not all crumbs and things lying around. Everything." Yeah, we find it completely different. So really, we might think we are very pious, but as far as eating, and we have seen those people who are big ulama also. But when it comes to the eating, which is a basic thing, there are no etiquettes which are observed. The plate is left dirty. The amount of meat that is left on the bones, it is enough for a meal. Allah give reward and high stages to Maulana Abdullah Durvesh, who should come and spend Ramadan every year, yeah, practically. And his work the whole day was only reading Quran Sharif. And he would go to for supper a bit later, after people have eaten more or less. And then he will eat all the leftover. And that was more than enough, what is left over in the plates on the dastarkhan, that was more than enough to fill his stomach. He didn't need anything more. And Allah gave him a Mubarak mort also. So eating is a very important thing. So our own dastarkhan also. And when we send for other people, also remember when we help somebody, don't spoil the person. This is a thing also, many times, our own children also, where we want to show kindness and love, but in most cases we spoil them. And we put them on the wrong road. We teach them to be extravagant. We teach them to be wasteful. We teach them pride. Once in a supermarket, those days we had to go. Some non-Muslim people, some children, something, a fight or something, some old man said something. The mother actually told her child, "Swear him back." So we teach our children to swear. And remember, when you teach your child to swear somebody else, that child tomorrow is going to swear you. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينِ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Don't swear the people who are worshipping gods besides Allah. In that way, they're going to swear your God. you will be the cause of them swearing Allah also. So we are very far in the basics, and here we are there in the hope of Khilafat, in the hope of being Shaykhul Mashayikh, of the hope of being the Muqarrab of Allah Ta'ala. But we still the very basics we are lacking. So our Dasturkhan is also very important. And feeding also is to feed people in such a way that you don't show it at all. You don't have that I have done. Was the ayat that when you spend that wala tam. بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى don't destroy your sadaqat بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى showing that I did this for you, I did, do it such a way that who you give you increase his respect and honor. Today Allah give jazaa khair to Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah ali. He explained that when people want to show kindness to the poor, and then they call in the rich area, they will call them from the poor area to the rich area, and they will have a gathering there. And there they will now call the poor people and give them a blanket or give them some groceries, etc. Now you call that person to come from his poor area, 20, 25 kilometers away, with his expenses, he must come here. And he came and he spent how much money, taxi, etc. And he spent perhaps 50 rand, 100 rand. And you give him something rand worth 20 rand. And now that person has to carry it there. And now you are advertising his poverty, that these are all poor people who are coming forward. And a poor person doesn't want to be exposed and his respect to be destroyed like that. So we got no idea of even how to be to do charitable work. Today, if we do charitable work, it has to be with videoing. And it has to, so we destroy everything. We have to show the world. And why we have to show the world? To get more funds from them. So all we doing everything in the negative way, in the wrong way. And we are so happy we are doing great work of deen. So, very important, all this basic thing, this is what is our Islah. If we have come for Islah, we will correct these things. So, our food and our eating and our dasturkhan. Then we should be showing kindness to other people. This is another very, very important aspect in our roza. Show leniency towards our workers. The roza was actually to make us feel, to get an idea of what hunger is. Today we don't know what hunger is. And the little thought we get of hunger, imagine those people, we know our iftari is guaranteed as far as asbab is concerned. And we know what we're going to get. And we're still going to make demands for so much more. But those people who got no idea of where their food is going to come from. There is no food for them, and there is no hope, not for them, for iftari, not for sehri, for the whole month and the whole year. There is nothing. Places where mothers have to mix sand with the food, little whatever they get, and all, anything they get, food that is meant for animals, that they are feeding the children. So what have they got? Nothing. How much we are eating here? So with regard to our servants also, when we feel something, then we'll be able to show kindness to them. So that is a very important aspect also. Then the four things to be done, that is also very important. Let us not become negligent or lax in those matters. Asking Allah of Jannah, saving us from Jahannam, the Tawheed, Kalima, most important. And to make istighfar is very, very important. Until a person doesn't make, one time I phoned Hazrat, and Alhamdulillah, Allah gave topic, regularly we should phone. So I phoned Hazrat, I told him that at this time, that all that comes on my tongue is just istighfar. Even after Faraz Namaz, no other dua, only istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah al-azim al-ladhi, la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, wa atubu ilayh. Any time I lift up my hand, it's only istighfar. I thought Hazrat will reprimand me severely that so many things to ask for. And you only say, Hazrat said, Maulana, you are on the super highways of reaching Allah Ta'ala. A person who makes istighfar, he's flying towards Allah Ta'ala. So istighfar is a very important thing. And think for ourselves, today, Ramzan month, Jummah day, how many gunas we committed, unmindfulness. Our namaz, we had no concentration. Whatever gunas, did we make one istighfar? We are importing gunas in huge amounts. Whole shipments of gunas we are importing. And no istighfar. Did I make one time, did I say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim al-Ladhi, la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Or just Astaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh. Or just the feeling that today I've done wrong. When I finished my namaz, which we messed up, I didn't think about Allah Ta'ala. I didn't think the postures that I was in. That even just after namaz, even just outwardly, Astaghfirullah kumana wa ta'ala, which is also sunnah to read when namaz ends with, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. That, oh Allah, I did a very great wrong to me. Making namaz, it's classified in the hadith that it is, I made zulm. Because we can never fulfill the rights of namaz. Even if Allah give us tawfiq, that we had some thought and we made our namaz, but still it never can measure where it should be. Which when Nabi Ali Salatu Islam himself declared, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik, Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. Where are we? We're not even small fries. We're not even small ants. Where can we? We can't even think of the race. Wasabiqoon, those who are going to race, we can't even think of joining the race, and we don't know istighfar from our side. We should have been such that we should have been drowning in istighfar. And what are the great, great virtues? Allah is so merciful. Allah's mercy knows no limit. If I ask somebody to do something, go and get me water or something, he brings it, he gives me the water, I tell him Jazakallah. But he won't tell me, and he appreciates you took this work from me, you asked me to bring water. But he won't tell me, because you asked me, for that I'm giving you zamzam, I'm giving you sarbat, I'm giving you something better, some juice, because you asked. Allah, when we ask him, he gives us what we ask for, and for asking him, he pays us for that also. For making dua, he pays us for making dua also, and asking him. What we ask him, that also he gives us. And for asking him, he says, you ask me, so I'm giving you this. And how much on asking Allah Ta'ala gives. So Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of the reality of our deen. So Allah brings this whole deen to come into our lives, to realize the value of this great month of Ramadan. And that is the most important, to understand the value. There are just a few things which you made some calculations on. One is, for example, our namazes. For the month of Ramadan, if we take it 30 days, 5 times namaz is 150 namazes. So if a person makes his namaz, he'll have made 150. But just see how we could have reached with the value of the month of Ramadan especially. One is, even if it's out of Ramadan, if we make our namazes and we make sure we make them with jamaat, then the namaz value is how many times more? 27 times more. That comes to 4,050. You made 30 namazes, but just because you made it with jamaat, and this is still not takbir-e-ula in there, just with jamaat. You got the fazilat of jamaat. Now it is not the 150, 4,050 namazes. And this is not in Ramadan, out of Ramadan also. And then of course you make it with takbir-e-ula, and you do it with everything. How much more is that value? If you made miswak in that namaz, now how much is it more? Not 70. Afdalu min sab'ina. It's not 70. Afdalu min sab'ina. Better. And Allah, ismi tafzeel, only Allah knows that gardan. What we know, what is that gardan of Allah Ta'ala, of Afzal, more, better. When Allah says more, but anyway we take it as 70, the bare minimum. Now that namaz is 283,500 times. You made 150 namazes, now you got the sawab of 283,500 namazes. It is for us just to score. The real place of scoring is here, and this will be permanent in the akhirat. And you didn't have to go to the bank to go and deposit. You didn't have to go online to deposit. You didn't need your password, your code. You didn't need anything. It's already, it's the malaika there and they've taken it. And it is permanently for you. For billions and billions and trillions, no end to it, it is there for you. What you have earned of dunya, they can freeze your account for on any pretext. Crooks can get hold of you. People by fraud can take out the money from your account. And we know how many scams are there all the time. If it's Ramadan, multiplied by another 70, all your farz namazes multiplied by another 70, it comes to 19,845,000. 20 million. 150, where is that? And where is 20 million? Hey, Ramadan namazes, if we just make sarsari, just superficially we do it reasonably well, the 150 namazes will become 20 million namazes. And that is still the very bare minimum. So this is the month really that we should not be let up at all. Our namazes, especially when we are here in the i'tikaf, let us not be that we miss any namaz with takbir-e-ula. We are here in the masjid, it will be very sad. People who are doing their business, they are with their customers, they are with their, the reps are in their office, and they are busy, occupied. It's no excuse also, but if they could make an excuse, they could make. But we were in the masjid, and we got no children to see to, no wife to see to, no nothing. We are here in the masjid, and so we shouldn't be letting up. As far as tilawat is concerned, made this calculation on the lesser, that our 13-line Quran, which commonly we use, that each line has got 25 huruf, alphabets. But actually it is, when more experienced people are asked, they worked it out, average comes to about 30 huruf. So this is at 25, this calculation. So if you read one page, 13 lines, and 30 huruf per line, that it comes to, and you're reading that Quran Sharif without wudu. So you are permitted, we don't touch the Quran, you're just reading like that. 3,250 sawab for every page that you read. And if you just took the trouble of making wudu before you read, and this is also today on the phone that we are reading Quran Sharif, nobody says it's haram, but then the tendency, it pulls you, that you read without, I don't need wuzu. So you can read without wuzu. And I can, I don't have to sit with adab, how I sit with the Quran. Now you'll be stretching your legs also and reading. And now you'll ask Mufti Sahib also. Mufti Sahib will say, at least just pull your legs in. Or at least pull one leg in. At least show some respect. Slowly we move away from the original. So we should try. And what we'll get from the Mushaf, which is exclusive for the Quran Sharif, we won't get from the screen on which other things also come. And in there we have to be very careful. If on our screen we are looking at filth and dirt also, and on there we are looking at Quran Sharif also. One person, a student, very pious, lot of Durood Sharif, he dreamt, the Ustad explained, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tapped him on his shoulder and he said, you've got my Rosa Mubarak on your, what you call it, front page or the humain. He says, it's Bay Adabi. My Rosa Mubarak and all the other filth and dirt that comes on the screen. That you are making Bay Adabi of it. So those of us who use the cell phone, make sure on the screen no filth and dirt comes. No pictures of other people. If any time it does come, delete it immediately. Don't take release and looking at it, etc. Don't use the phone for haram things. On the same thing, which example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave, if you are a guest by somebody, and when they're feeding you, They use the same plate in which they give the dogs food to eat. And the same spoon they use out when they're dishing out the food for the dog. And in their dog's plate, they're giving you now your food. Will you sit to eat? And though they washed it, and they washed it 7 times. And they used sand to rub it also. And all the detergents they used also. But the plate the dog ate in. And the spoon that was given for the dog. So, the same way, the hands of yours, which you're going to touch Quran Sharif, you're going to touch Bukhari Sharif and you're going to study. And with the same hands, you use it for other filth and dirt. And now you want to read Bukhari, you're going to touch Quran Sharif and read. And with the same mouth which you speak, the worst things which can't be even imagined. If the recorders have to be made sensitive, they won't record those things also. Some people who are having problems, the sons they told, and they sent it to me, but I didn't open it. The recording of the father when he was angry, what things he speaks. And not he, me and you. When we are angry, what? Afterwards we deny we said these things. And what terrible, their swear words, hopefully there isn't a dictionary for swear words. But at that time, what swear words we use, it won't be in any dictionary also. What words we use, how we swear. So with that dirty mouth, now you're going to read, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. At least for that, keep sharam and haya and keep your tongue clean. With that ears which you are using, earphones, and you are listening to music, and today we have reached that low ebb that a student sitting in Dora Hadith, and while the Ustad is teaching and Bukhari Sharif is open, he's got his cell phone and he's got his earphones and he's involved in other things. It's not the height, not the depth, there is no words to explain what low levels we have dropped to. And yet then we want the Starbandi and the big sinner that I'm a Maulana now, I'm a Alim, and this is our inside condition. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. So anyway, working on 25 letters, one page will be 3,250 sawabs. And if we do it with wuzu, then it comes to almost 80,000 sawabs. Where is 3,000 and where is 80,000? Just because we made wuzu and we read. And if we're reading in nafal namaz, now it's multiplied by 25 in a sitting position. Nafal namaz, even without excuse, you can sit and make it. It comes out now to 162,000. Where is 3,000? Where is 80,000? Where is 160,000 when we are sitting? And in nafal namaz, we are standing, and just one page you read of Quran Sharif, it will come out to 325,000. And that is all nafal. And nafal cannot compare with farz. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, the closest, those people who brought iman, سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, who brought iman, who did amal saliha, سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ, Allah will create love for that person. The details of it comes that Allah Ta'ala declares for such a person, I love that person, tells Jibreel alayhi salam, you also love him. Jibreel alayhi salam announces to all the malaika, Allah loves so and so, I love him, you all also love him. Then his love is increased, that is put in all the creation. Whether it's a custom officials at the airport, whether it's an immigration officer, whether it is a traffic officer who stops you on the road, Allah will put in everyone. It's not a good habit, but I don't usually put my seat belt. We were in Lusaka, we just landed still. And the traffic officer stopped, they are trained, they pick up who hasn't got a seat belt. So he came and he was going to give his ticket, fine, whatever. He came to my window and no seat belt. So he said, okay, because of this old man, carry on, go. So Allah Ta'ala will put that softness. In animals, Allah will put that softness. Allahu Akbar. It's a long story, but just the very short of it. Ahmed Talun was one ruler of Egypt, a very oppressive ruler, very powerful man. There was an alim who was very righteous and up, and he spoke out to the government. So to punish him, he had arranged a big arena and a lion that was kept hungry for a number of days. He brought in the arena, and then he brought this Ahmed Talun. And he was brought, now the lion was let loose on him. And to show the world that how I can punish this people. You speak out against me, against my government, this is what I will do. The alim, the lion came roaring, and his meat, and his meal, had after being so hungry for so many days, as he just came to Maulana, he walked back with his tail between his legs, and he went away. Afterwards they asked Maulana, at that time, what were your thoughts? He said, my thoughts were, is the spit, lu'ab of the lion, paak or napaak? I wasn't worried at all that my life is going, here's a lion that is being set loose on me. I was in the masala, that whether he's the spit of it, he's going to lick me, he's coming close to me, he'll touch me, whether his spit is paak or napaak. A person who reads Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim 7 times after fajr, 7 times after maghrib, kafahu Allahu. Allah protect that person. Ma ahammahu, whatever worries he can have. Min amri dunya wal akhirah. Dunya's matters also Allah takes care. Akhirat's matters also Allah takes care. Allah takes care. And for that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when Switzerland can make a watch that is waterproof in 200 meters deep down in the water, forget a drop of water, the vapor of water can't enter that watch. When man can make that, what is it difficult for Allah? In 2 million problems you are surrounded. And Allah makes your heart worry-proof. All the worries of the world can't enter your heart. When Allah has given you that insulation, the world can go upside down. But you will be like this great Ali. He said, I was thinking of the masala, whether the spit of the lion is najis or tahir. And that is what my concern. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. To read Quran Sharif, this is the opportunity in Ramadan where every nafal becomes a farad. Our Quran Sharif that we read, that our whole Sheikh Ahmad, one of our great elders, he said, your whole life's nafal can't equal your faraz in all fields. In namaz, your whole life's tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, all your nafal namaz can't equal your two rakats of faraz namaz. Your fajr, 2 rakats of faraz. So value is faraz. And the most a person gains closeness to Allah in this ayat, the tafsir of it comes, that Allah will create that love for that person. The most you can get closeness to Allah is by your faraiz. And then by acting on nawafil, you become more and more closer till you become the favorite of Allah. That you become the eyes with which Allah looks. You now automatically you won't look at haram. The hatred of haram, whether it's the sports, whether it is the woman, whatever it is, you'll just hate it. Just by you making your namazes properly and following it up with nafal. And Allah will put the enjoyment of masjid, enjoyment of tilawat in your heart, enjoyment of deen when you will just practice. So our faraid is the main source which we gain. And by nawafil, you keep on coming closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. So this is the month where your faraid becomes 70 times. And your nafals become equal. It is only till the last moment of this month. After that, it is finished. So we have this opportunity where we can advance by leaps and bounds. The same effort. We don't have to make so much more effort. But the time is so valuable. And Allah put us in that time. That we just do our little and we can go so much more further. How much more Quran Sharif we read, we can go further. So there is a great month. Allah put in my heart, our heart, the hearts of the people of the world, Muslims and non-Muslims, the great value of the month of Ramadan. Let us realize it. And the more we will realize it, we have come here for this purpose. We are here in i'tikaf. We are here for the programs. We are here for our Islam. How much we will realize, it will reflect on other people. If it is not in our heart, we can dream and hope that they come right. But till we don't come right, they are not going to come. The more we come right, the little bit they will start coming right. So we have to come right. So Allah put in our hearts the great value of this month, and it is only for our own benefit whatever we will do. Not for anyone else's benefit. How we spend our 24 hours, our eating time, our sleeping time, our program time, our free time, all that is going to benefit us. And it will create an environment and others will also benefit. And if we abuse it, we will suffer the consequence. And when we had the opportunity and we didn't benefit, the loss is more greater. A person who didn't have an opportunity and didn't benefit, well, he didn't have the opportunity. A person who had the opportunity, your fees were paid, you were taken to the institute, everything, and you didn't study, and you didn't benefit. How much more the harm of it is? Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.